Only a fraction of people owned many, many slaves, hundreds of slaves. Most people throughout the South owned only a few slaves. But in a place like Missouri, that was overwhelmingly the case. There were very few large planters. Here, people who owned 20-plus slaves there were certainly people who did, but they were not nearly as numerous as in other states and other slave states. So size was a real factor. And, you know, what my research does is explore how that created some differences. Now, fundamentally, at the bottom of it, it is slavery. And, you know, with every bit as harsh and as horrible as it was anywhere else. But it did create a little bit of a variation in the experience for enslaved people in a place like Missouri, because the slave holdings were smaller, and because Missouri was located, surrounded essentially by free states, and that made a little bit of a difference as well.